10,342, Monica Lewis and Ann Zimmerman, east of Boat Dock Drive, being part of lots 27 and 28. Block Y, section 4, within Angola by the Bay development, a variance from their rear yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Dallas Reynolds, 22821 Neptune Road, Melton.
And do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
I represent the builder. I'm with a builder. We built a house for Monica Lewis in Angola by the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Careful to get all of our setbacks for the main body of the house within the setbacks. Up on the second floor deck, we have about less than 2 foot corner of the deck is in the setback. You guys got the survey or not?
Mm-hmm.
You'll see we're 18.2.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the issue lies. And I say we're just asking for a variance for that corner over then all the setbacks around everything else.
Okay, and everything else is you all right with?
It's just, I guess, just an oversight on our part.
Mm-hmm.
What's below that deck? Another deck?
Dirt, just dirt.
Just dirt's below it. Okay.
How was it oversighted?
Beg your pardon?
How was it oversighted?
Well, we've made sure we had the body of the house in the setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they constructed the second floor deck, I guess I didn't realize that the corner would be over in the setback itself. Top point corner, where the lot lies on the angle also.
Mm-hmm.
When you stake those houses out there, maybe you can explain that to me sometimes. When you stake those houses out prior to laying the foundation, you normally are looking at your setbacks there, right?
Correct.
Uh-huh. Okay. So the deck, when you put the deck on, you didn't stake the deck? Is that what
happened? No, the deck is like a cantilever.
Yeah.
It comes over.
Over the second floor. Right. Okay.
Excuse me. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Portman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
He's in favor.
You're in opposition, sir?
He's for.
No.
In favor.
In favor. Okay, I'm sorry. Do you want
to speak on?
Okay, you have to come up front, sir. Please, and be sworn in. Sorry, I didn't see you back there.
Name and address.
Oh boy. 3234 Boat Dock Drive East. Paul LeClair. Should have it on there.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
What else is there today?
All right.
What's your name again?
Paul LeClerc. LeClerc. Boat Dock Drive East.
LeClerc.
The numbers are not used to it yet.
I just want to speak in reference to the lot. The lot, it was a difficult lot to begin with. It's been yanked and pushed and a variety of things over the years, I think. And I'm a direct abutter on facing it on the left-hand side. And I don't see anything wrong with this particular request in terms of how it would impact on either side of us, as it were, left or right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the developer did a good job, the best he could with what he had to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, that's about it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
And again, there wasn't anyone here in opposition. Okay, well, the chair will entertain a motion.
One quick question.
Okay, excuse me.
Mr. Rickard, the application is for an 18-foot setback, but actually they're looking for a 2-foot variance. Okay.
Yeah, you have to, when you do that, you have to put it down as tents and
1.8 feet.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Put it down as tents. We had a, just to explain it real quick, we had a court case one time where they said, well, if you have, you know, in the same vein, in other words, if it's in tenths of a foot, then you should show it in tenths of a foot, and we went, yes, sir.
Whatever you say.
Whatever you say. Okay. Okay, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, in the case of 10,342, I don't believe that, I believe the lot is somewhat unique in its shape. I believe that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief, so I would make a motion that we approve 10,342.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,342. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Your case has been approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.